head, put it on real tight. I hope you brought your best tonight. They say they got the fireworks, yeah, they say they got the show. Here around the chutes, you're the best, so let's go.
This is Texas Toast. I'm your host, Miss Helen. Kick back and enjoy as we toast the best from Texas.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Texas on Tap, special edition with producer Kyle on the road, world traveler. So where are you at right now?
We just got to Buffalo, New York. We're playing in downtown Buffalo this evening.
We really?
Drove from Pittsburgh, so it wasn't super long. It was, I think it was like 3.5 hours, something like that. But we have to drive to Boston tonight. So.
Oh, wow.
That's a long drive.
Wow.
Like I said, though, it's nice to see you. It feels like it's been a month, and always in a better place when I get to sit down and kind of bring myself back to reality a bit.
Yes, you've been busy. I keep you in my prayers, keep worrying about you, hoping you're going to be okay. What's the weather like there?
Man, it's funny you ask, actually. Last night in Pittsburgh, it was hot. Like, if I didn't know where I was, I would have thought I was at home because it was so hot. But we just got here, like I was saying, and it's like real windy and nice and breezy outside, and I'm getting some downtime in a cute little coffee shop. So hopefully it'll be a nice and smooth day.
Okay, well, let's go to our little comfort zone. Let's go to our world of Texas on Tap music. I think I'm going to start it off this week, so I'm excited. I want to start off first. We've talked about him on the podcast before, and this song is really tracking good. It's charting good. It's just an all-around good old Texas song, but Chuck Weimer has a new radio release. Whiskey, Texas, and You is the name of the song. And all I can say is true story on this one. It's fun. It's upbeat. Oh, yeah. And then I love the part, you know, I'm a porch swing girl, open road girl. And it's three things we can all relate to: Whiskey, Texas, and You. And it had a big debut on the Texas Country Music Chart. It debuted at 82, and it's on the other charts. It's doing well too. So check out Chuck Weimer, Whiskey, Texas, and You. And then another one of my favorite guys, Jason Allen and Jody Booth, have teamed up. And of course, who doesn't love some Lucky Arms and John Boat Blues? Jason Allen has like some of my all-time favorite songs. He did his recording at Rosewood. Drew Hall produced. And of course, Jason Allen, Jody Booth. The name of the song is Honky Tonk Gypsy Heart. Anything with gypsy in it is going to get my attention. And especially if Jason Allen is attached to it. But he actually has a 7-song EP to be released later this year called Silverado Away. But this is a great song to kick it off. I'll be looking forward to hear the rest of the songs, because there's a lot of good backstory that they were describing on how this EP came about. But basically, it's about the life of a musician, how this life, I didn't pick it, it chose me. It was obviously where I'm going, life behind the microphone, behind the windshield. Anybody who loves Jason Allen, you know his sound. It's that hardcore, thorough. I mean, Jason Allen and Jody Booth together. So yep. That's a win-win. It's called Honky Tonk Gypsy Heart.
Mm-hmm. Two of Texas's finest.
Yes. And so now I am really excited. We're going to go ahead and open the tap room door, and please listen to the song. And then I have a big time story to tell about this particular song. It's Hayden Haddock, one of my favorites, and John Wolfe. The name of the song is Tequila.
Been one of those take this job and shove it kind of work weeks. Thank God this margarita's strong. If we wind up on the bar top singing Don't Stop Believing, tequila's what we'll blame it on. If I wake up in some strange place with a hating life hangover, my keys and all my dignity gone. We get thrown out the bar, get a neon scar or a bad tattoo. Hell, tequila's what we'll blame it on. Cause when the world gets a little too crazy, time I spent this much time with salt and sweet agave, I found my ex's number in my phone. So if she wakes up to that straight out of the blue I love you message, tequila's what we'll blame it on. Cause when the world gets a little too crazy, you gotta have some crazy of your own. if your soul needs some reality amnesia, 'cause you've deserved a break for way too long. Yeah, tonight you can ride the bull, go meet a stranger and get hitched out in Vegas, and tequila's all we'll blame it on. 'Cause when the world gets a little too crazy, gotta have some crazy of your own. If we need an alibi for doing something wrong, tequila's what we'll blame it on. If we need an alibi for doing something wrong, what we'll blame it on.
Yeah, pass that bottle over here, bud. Yeah, gotta blame it on something.
Someone Lobo. Yeah, pass me another shot of that.
I don't need no salt and lime.
Hayden Haddock, John Wolfe teaming up there on Tequila. Great summer song. But now I have to tell you, I am attached to this song, not only because of the song, but because it was the video. And I know the video, like, everyone's looking at the video. They've been promoting the video everywhere. When you see that video, that's my home away from home. My backyard. They were at the jetties. They were at Jetty Park, like right across from me. Like, it's right around the corner where that video was shot. My fishing spots in the bay. I could see some of those shorelines back there, because that's where I spend my time. My life is on the water and fishing. And of course, they say, you know, Run and Gun Lodge, they provided the accommodations, and they were on their awesome guide service. They have tons of boats. They have probably some of the best guides in Matagorda. But Run and Gun, the lodge is in Bay City, but the actual video is on the waters right here at my home, right back here in Matagorda. So Hayden, good job. You got to come see me, Hayden, because I was already, like I told you, I saw where he snuck in and filmed the video. After I found his koozie. I found his koozie in the ditch. I found his koozie in the ditch at Pluggers, which is my wind it down place. So Hayden, come back on the podcast. We got some talking to do. Yeah. But yeah, that's going to be one of those great summer songs.
That's the one.
I think that'll probably be my summer song this year. Last year, it's still, you know, I don't know. I just have so many good summer songs. But way to go, Tequila. And I'm so proud of it, because the video is right here where I am.
Cool. So while we're here, I'm going to keep the tap room doors open. And this is a brand new artist to me. He looks like he put out a record a couple weeks ago, and you guys should definitely go check it out. But I'm going to keep it rolling. This is, I believe it's Rye Wolf, hopefully, maybe Re-Wolf, R.I. Wolf, featuring Carmen Bruno, and the song's called Hurricane.
I won't get any sleep tonight. Just dropped you off for your midnight light. Had to go, I couldn't make you stay. We both knew it had to be this way. You came in like a hurricane, swept me up in your wind and rain. Since you came, Hurricane.
You came in like a hurricane, swept me up in your wind and rain. Since you came in, I ain't been the same. You're here and gone, but I remember your name. You came in like a hurricane, swept me up in your wind and rain. Since you came in,
you always talk about driving songs, and this is my type of driving song.
Yes.
Just roll the windows down late at night, driving deep in your thoughts, that kind of stuff. So super cool song, great duet. And like I mentioned, he's got a full record out. It's just a vibe all around. Like, it's super peaceful. His voice is, I mean, unique to say the least, but it's not like a super country voice, but the music has all the country elements. So the blend of everything just really caught my attention, and I'll probably be jamming that because we're running low on tunes in the bus. And then skipping on to my next one, this is a guy that I've actually known about for a while. I met him probably a year or so ago, and he's another one of those Texas country guys that's been working on it for a long time. And he's also just a really good dude that kind of has a similar passion for this thing as you and I, Miss Helen. And his name's JP Campbell, and this song comes off, or it's actually his new album dropped today. So the song's called Used to Be. And the reason I picked this one is just because the energy is really great. Mm-hmm. I feel like it kind of just shows the you know, genuine heart that this guy has. So I'm sure the whole record's going to be phenomenal. He already did release one song to radio, but
yeah. And I have to say, I thoroughly enjoyed that song. That is a good, solid song.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. He actually let me listen through the record, and so I picked this one. So hopefully you're happy with my pick, JP, but I really enjoyed it. And then the last one is a name you've probably heard of before, Mo Robson's got a song called Mona Lisa, and his new record released earlier this year, maybe late last year, and he's had a couple, you know, hits off that so far, but this is the new one he's pushing to radio, and the hook just pulled me in. It's like, you're like my Mona Lisa, and I always picture you with a smile. So that was a cool imagery moment there in a song.
Yes, and he's charting very good. I've actually previewed that song like the last few weeks for Texas on Tap.
Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's one of those good dance and floor packing songs.
Totally. And that's another
It'll
thing I wrote
get
down.
Everybody out to dance.
I think I already said this about the Rye Wolf song, but this one just does such a good job of showcasing all the different elements of traditional country music. So it's very well packaged.
Yes. All right. Time to look at the charts. Looking at the Texas country music chart, some good debuts here. And that's why Chuck Weimer debuted at 82. Robert Ray is really charting good with country on the radio. As I break down the charts, I'm going to talk about some other ones. And Chuck Weimer, he was one of the most added on this chart also with Texas Whiskey and You. So y'all check that song out. Number one this week was Wade Bowen. He went from 5 to 1 with Phones Don't Work. Whiskey Myers at number 2 with John Wayne. Josh Ward's at number 3 with Dancing with the Devil. William Clark Green was number 1 last week. He's at 4 with All You Got. And rounding out the top 5 on this chart is John Wolfe with A Cowgirl Like You. And looking at the Texas country music chart, John Stork with Blood and Will Carter's Wrong Side of Town, they like made huge jumps. I was so happy to see that. I just, you know, I scanned through.
I'm laughing at Ron hustling in the background.
Oh, God. With his lime green fishing shirt on.
I love it.
I know. I have to, that lime green fishing shirt, we messed with some people with those shirts one time going offshore. Like, there was 3 of us that showed up in it. Because sometimes Ron and I don't know what fishing shirts we're going to wear. And we walk out and have the same color on.
Oh, that's
and then
perfect.
another buddy of ours showed up with like a bright green shirt. And so the other loser that got on the boat, I say, anyway, the other guy got on the boat. He was like, yeah, you didn't get the memo. But
he,
every
he
time I see that shirt,
squad.
I think of, every time I see that shirt, I think about that trip. Where was I? Okay. charts. Texas Regional Radio Report. Dancing with the Devil, Josh Ward went from number 2 to number 1. Mm-hmm. So he's got another number 1 on that chart. All You Got, William Clark Green's at number 2. John Wayne, Whiskey Myers is at number 3. Number 4 is Wade Bowen, Phones Don't Work. And A Cowgirl Like You, John Wolfe, sits at number 5 with that. And on the Texas Regional Radio, this particular chart, again, Robert Ray and John Stork. Robert Ray, you know how I feel about him. And we love John. Yeah. So I wanted to make a mention because I felt like it was a very successful week for them to see how much they had moved.
Oh, yeah.
CD Extraction Texas, Whiskey Myers holds number 1 again this week with John Wayne. Wade Bowen's at number 2. John Wolfe at number 3. William Clark Green, All You Got, is at number 4. And the Josh Abbott Band, The Highway Kind, is rounding out the top 5 on CD Extraction Texas.
Very nice. Man, that song's been hanging in there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
That record's so good, though.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So a couple of things I want to talk about. Okay. I just got to tell you a funny story because you know how Trent Cowley is such a good friend of ours.
Oh, yeah.
And when y'all came, we made that special shrimp. Mm-hmm. So Trent is like texting me the other night. And it's like, I was so busy. I didn't get his text till later on. He goes, guess what I'm making? And I sent scrimps. And then, yes. And then, so I was like trying to walk him through it. And all of a sudden he ghosted me. I guess it did a bit of this. I guess he figured it out because I left off with, what are you cooking it on? Because he was can I use a smoker? And I was like, you're just going to grill it. You know, you do the olive oil and the seasoning.
No, don't give it away. Anyway.
But no, oh my God, secret. it just cracked me up. And then another note I have, it looked like the Uvalde radio fundraiser was a big success. Mm, a lot of artists played there.
Yep.
Yes, all of them. And you know whose name I've been seeing a lot, and we talked about them, is Buckin' Crazy. I noticed played that. And they're playing a lot of shows, and they're like, I think them and Ken Follett could really do some pairing up. Yeah,
definitely. Like, they got a little more edge to them, but totally in the same vein for sure.
I just, ever since I heard Roy Torres and Buckin' Crazy, you know, we talked about them last year. Like, I just love their stuff.
Yeah. I was seeing a lot about that, those fundraisers right before I left. And I it's funny. I was getting home from, I guess, a weekend with Bree. God, I don't even know when that was. Recently. And I turned on the TV in my hotel room and there's Clay Hollis on the TV talking about the fundraiser.
Yay. I love Clay.
But I saw that they raised a ton of money. I don't want to throw a random number out there, but I think it was like 6 figures they raised at a concert.
That's good. That's wonderful.
And then I heard great things about the Wildcatter one. And then I had super FOMO this last weekend because Bree and Kenfo and a bunch of other awesome people played another one in Hondo and I couldn't be there. So, but yeah, it seems like everything went really well.
Yeah, and then Bree's got the new album coming out.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
Oh my gosh, that picture of her in that red dress is
badass.
My granddaughter was going through. I was doing some of my social media. And my granddaughter, I had both the grandkids like all week.
Oh man!
And she thought that Kate Watson is the most beautiful thing ever, and Bree.
Oh man, that's awesome.
Oh, they're so beautiful, Grandma. They're so beautiful. And so now she wants to be a singer like them.
Oh,
so
perfect.
I don't know if you see it. These are her post-it notes where she wrote her first song last night.
Oh man, that's so
cute. It was about puppies and I want to be your friend.
Nice. Well, you gotta save those.
She's 4.
You can give them back to her, and it can be an NFT or something weird in 40 years.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
So now that it's all quiet in the house, we're doing this thing here on the island tonight. We're having Thanksgiving in June.
Mm, that sounds like
we're having
blast.
Full-out Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, man.
At one of the beach houses, and I'm making – that's why I keep looking over. That's why I had to jump off here real quick and leave you by yourself to check my sweet potatoes. They're boiling. So I'm making my homemade famous sweet potato.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Casserole slash dessert. It's actually an old recipe I learned when I was growing up in Sealy. It's an old recipe.
I've been doing really good, because our stops are either at the venue or, you know, at a gas station to get gas. And I've been not buying shitty stuff at the gas stations.
That's good.
I've been eating a whole lot of sandwiches, which is better than fast food, I guess, but I could go for just about any kind of real home cooking right now.
I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. I can think about it all night and then eat a sandwich later.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Well, When you get home, you'll get you some good cooking.
Oh, I will for sure. And we actually have this weekend off, so we'll get to take a couple showers, maybe get to do some laundry. That's really exciting.
Yeah. Any? Can you catch any baseball games in any of the stadiums, where you are?
So we're, like I was saying, we're driving to Boston tonight. We'll get there tomorrow morning because we're playing and we're playing there tomorrow night. And we really wanted to go to a game at Fenway, but I don't think we're gonna be able to make it happen. So it's weird. The bands we're touring with are playing a festival in Vermont somewhere on Saturday. So we are, I guess, kind of trekking, and we're going from Boston to Burlington. For Vermont, I think, or maybe it's New Hampshire, I'm not sure. But so we're just going to kind of slow roll up through those pretty states during the weekend, which is cool because I've never been to either of those, so I'm looking forward to kind of getting to see all that.
Cool stuff.
Yeah, I would love to catch a game, though. We really tried to make it work. Last time we were out on the road with this group, we went and saw a Pirates game, and that was a whole lot of fun. They're playing the Rangers, and the Rangers whooped them. Pirates are... Actually, how are the Pirates this year? You got any idea?
I haven't checked on the Pirates.
I feel like I don't know anything about them because they're no bueno.
Right.
I saw the Young Guns had a couple nice, what was it, innings? Or?
Yes, the immaculate innings where they threw 9 pitches, 3 outs.
That's crazy.
Back to back.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, that's so sweet. Yeah. Okay, well, you're doing your Thanksgiving. Anything else this weekend? I guess I don't even need to ask.
I am fishing for sure.
Oh, sweet.
And then probably, you just people, all our people, right. And all the new, just people all the time and have fun. And I'm just going to have to kind of rein it in tonight.
Yeah. Well,
it's
good.
Been like I'm every sure you, night.
Yeah. But, well, ideally you'll be stuffed and won't have the energy to do anything else afterwards, right?
I'm going to eat light.
Thanksgiving.
I'm finally back to yoga again. And and it's like, I'm just like, and then when the littles were here and it was like, I was just totally disgusted with the stuff that was in their snack bag. And it was like, y'all, but I'm not that mom. And I'm not that mother-in-law. I don't get anybody's business, but it's like, no. So I'm just kind of like, anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have some cocktails and I'll nibble and it should be interesting. Now, ask me next week. I'll let you know how it is.
Sounds like a plan. All right. Well, that's it for me too. I guess I gave my weekly tour update and it's the same shit this weekend.
All right. Well, safe travels. Be safe. Do good. And cheers.
All right. Good to see you. Cheers.
We already said safe travels and cheers. I totally forgot to talk about Linda Wilson. And a big deal going on in Texas country music is the final nominate. I mean, the actual original nominations, the voting is going to be starting. So Linda Wilson with Texas Country Music Association is a guest coming up on Tuesday. And it's very enlightening. And get in there and get your votes in. And we really enjoyed having Linda on the podcast.
And for those of you, first of all, that's totally my fault. Like I said, it seems like we talked to Linda like 3 weeks ago, but it was only like 2 days ago.
Well, see, I'm kind of on your time too. Yeah. I wake up in the morning, I'm like, what is today's day and what is the date?
Right. But yeah, no, for those of you young musicians and listeners and fans out there that know about TCMA, because I'm sure it seems like it'd be hard to not at least know what that is at this point, but she gives so much detail on how everything got started and how it all came to be. She even kind of dropped some news on us about bringing the magazine back. So lots of exciting stuff and like really important details for those of you guys that are trying to get involved with the music scene. So check that one out.
They're so supportive. Yeah. So informative. So thank you so much, Linda Wilson, for taking the time to come on the podcast and make sure when those nominations are announced here towards the end of the month, I think July 1st is when the actual nominees and voting will start. And so I went on, I did my nominations. I'm excited about them.
And with a heavy tongue, she knew where I was from as she left. I dare to say, well, you can go. But home. Well, take away the